Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're coming in, IDing the music before we get on to more music. This first one was our Vaporwave of the Week, which was Guru Griff with Ride Around. We've got some cool as heck people in the station right now. We're going to wait on introducing them in a sec. But this is great because this is the final Small Cactus Radio Hour of this Small Cactus's freshman year. So it's going to move on over to a very much more of a migrant cactus radio hour as the summer goes by, as I live nearby. However, I do not know how to drive, so it is much less, more dynamic of a time schedule for me. However, that's supposed to change by the end of the summer, and we'll be working with that in a sec. But either way, we're going to come in with some more music, some cool as heck beats. Remember that you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Tell us if finals are scaring you to death. Tell us what you're doing right now at midnight. Tell us what you aren't doing at midnight. Tell us what you want me to hear, and tell me what I don't want to hear. All of that and more as we listen to some music. Thank you guys so much for listening.
It's in the arms. It's in the arms.
All right. Hello. I hope you enjoy this last little core of songs. You know, the music coming out for the first core for the last episode. We first came in with St. Motel's Daydream Wet Dream Nightmare from the their debut EP Voyeur from 2012. You probably know St. Motel from their first full album, which came through with My Type. And probably St. Motel Television, the next one with Move. And then Kuko with We Had to End It from the album Songs for You. I must admit, I have no idea what else they have, but that's cool anyway. Anyway, we have people in the studio. Those who would like to talk and feel comfortable to talk, why don't y'all introduce yourselves?
Well, sure. I'm Jen. I'm just a friend of Rose's, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Tolstoy.
No, you're fine. I think I've said it before anyway. People who are here know my name, I suppose.
Hello, Rose. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
My name is Jack. We're also good friends.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually my first time in the studio. And now that finals are winding down, I figured I'd come and give it a look. And so far, it's awesome. Thanks, Rose, for having me on.
Hey, no problem. I wanted as many people on here as possible. You know, braving the midnight oil for finals where people are staying up anyway. And
okay. I've only been on here once before, I guess, mm-hmm. and it was last semester.
Yeah, no, it feels like... No, wait, no, it was the beginning of this semester.
It was the beginning of this semester.
Yeah, I think so.
I remember you had your old hours.
Yeah, no, I got... towards the beginning of the semester, I, like, switched, like, third way through the semester. I really want to say it was the beginning.
Okay.
I think so.
Somewhere around there.
Yo, yeah, because it was, like, the last time.
Yeah, there it is.
Yes. Okay, good. All right, my brain is not dying just yet. Just yet. But either way, we got some more songs coming down the line, and I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
Turn it up, song. All right, boys. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So we play it good and loud, she might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes. Left, right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling down near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. It's so hard not to stare at that honky tonk, but don't get done. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them bridges on? That honky tonk.
Drinking, barely listen to the band. I do. It ain't for the money, it ain't for the glory. It ain't for the free whiskey. It's for the badonkadonk.
Must be into you. Ooh, 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 all the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude, by making love to you.
It's the least we can do.
If every soldier in the world put down his weapon and picked up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be.
Red hands, not war hands.
Blondes, not bombs.
Ooh,
we're talking about
not fighter jets.
Oh, it's got to be Sweet 16s, not M16s. When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision and all I can see is only you with the all of me in a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of pretty.
I've been to Paris, Wellington, and Amsterdam, and a wham, bam, Mercer, Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly or you're skanky or you're small, just wanna do a little something special for you all.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the old ladies, all the cleaning ladies.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the crazy ladies
and the girls.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy this last little core of songs. The first one was dedicated to our friend. I put up a request for this, and I could not say no. It is the best. It was a honky tonk badonka donk. I can't even do it.
We love you, Henrik. Oh my god.
From Trace Adkins from the album Songs About Me. But I don't even feel like the album for this is just too normal for
that honky tonk badonka donk.
Honky tonk badonka donk. And the next one was Flight of the Conchords with a song Ladies of the World from their title album. He's come from a pair of New Zealand comedians. And the whole album is just amazing. If you like the Ladies of the World, you're gonna love the rest of this album because it's just a masterpiece. It's just amazing. Either way, we got some more songs coming down the line. And I hope you guys enjoy. I am sorry to say it's getting more, I guess, serious after this, but still, I hope y'all...
Well, most things would be, like, comparatively serious to that honky-tonk-badonk-a-donk,
yeah,
but, you know.
Yeah, you just can't.
It's hard to keep up that level of intensity.
You can't. You can't be intense just knowing that this hour played honky-tonk-badonk-a-donk. You don't even need to know, like, what the song's about. That's just
take
all.
We can't take ourselves seriously anymore is the thing.
No, that's it. That's the show. Goodbye, friends. We're gone. But either way, we're coming in with some more music, and I hope y'all enjoy.
Lemon comes the sun, and in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Trippet song.
I hope you all enjoyed this last core of songs. The first thing we had was one of Joywave's new singles with It's a Trip from, well, there's no album yet because the album hasn't been released, sadly. But this and Content had just came out within the last month, and I, gosh darn, hope y'all listen to it because there's some pretty amazing tracks coming down the line, and I hope it continues. The next was an artist that I've been researching recently. Well, I knew about her before, but I've now checked out more of her music, was with Courtney Barnett.
And I'm so happy for you because I really like Courtney Barnett.
I'm so glad. She is like the best. She's like this, what do you say, punk? Is it punk?
More like just rock.
Yeah, kind of like singer-songwriter, like rock, I guess. Artist from Melbourne. And she is just great. And now I've been listening to all of her music, and I have a later crush on her now, so that's cool. So this is the song History Eraser from the double EP, A Sea of Split Peas. Great. If you like that track, just check out more of her music. I know I've played Pedestrian at Best before, but you should just go down the line. It's just amazing. And either way, do you want to speak?
Yes, I do.
Yes, introduce yourself.
I am the fourth person who has not talked yet that's here. You probably heard me snorting over Honky Tonk Badonkadonk earlier. I've been here twice before. I have not talked yet. I just kind of hung out and listened and had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's really cool to be here. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I am Blue. I am Weird at Last, and I'll give it back to Rose.
All right. Great. All right. So we got an obligatory PSA coming down the line, and some more music, of course. Of course, there will be some metric coming soon. Not now, but soon. But either way, hope y'all are enjoying this show, this final Small Cactus Freshman Radio Hour, and I hope y'all enjoy.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Through the midnight.
find my way back. Then I heard your heart beating. You were in the darkness too. So I stayed in the darkness with you.
Okay.
All right. So, we came in with some more music. First of all, we had a financial literacy PSA, because financial literacy is important, courtesy of Business Satan. First one was Florence and the Machine with Cosmic Love, the album Lungs, which was a request from Alex. Blue. Heck, sorry. We're revealing all identities.
We just
now.
Got done with finals. Our brains are fried.
Yeah,
cut us some slack.
Exactly. I should have the least amount of slack because I finished on Monday and now I've just been pedaling around campus, bothering other people.
Did you say Business Satan, by the way?
Yes. No. This was actually my nickname in high school for about a couple of years.
Really?
Wait, I never told you this.
No, you have to. It's something you've got to tell the story. Why were you called Business Satan?
Well, because first of all, I was what people went to when it came to law or financial literacy, and I also would think a lot about how you could make very good business plans that may or may not be very savory to other people. And I actually, in my last Halloween costume, my one for senior year, I went as Business Satan, and
that's incredible.
Yeah, and I stuffed my I had a briefcase that I normally use for poker,
right?
With like a deck of cards, because I know this is like the devil's game. A bunch of Yuri, which is like a lesbian comics, and I think the third things. I hope someone's listening to this and will remember this, but I think I like stuffed like just money in there.
That's
I think
incredible.
That's it. Yeah. So yeah, no, I'm known as Business Satan.
You see, in high school, people came to me for romantic advice, and I've never even gone on a date, and I don't know why. But people thought I was a smart person to come to romantic advice for, and I don't know if what I told them ever worked, but that was what I was known for among my friends. And
hey, that's good. That's like something. Like, it's better than like not being coming to for anything. Like, true. I mean, I've only just like are now working, and somehow I got the financial literacy bill. Hey, I'm happy about that. Yeah,
that's cool.
And made my own devil horns too. It was great. But either way, yeah, no. Now I'm known as Business Satan to my friends, and it's great. So
you're saying, though, I think I may have interrupted you.
No, you're
Cosmic
fine.
Cosmic Love and...
Oh, and Japanese Breakfast with their song Moon on the Bath from their album Psychopomp. I've played In Heaven before, and I've played The Woman Who Loves You. This is definitely a more atmospheric track, and this is actually the one where they don't have vocals in there, but it is an amazing album, and especially great for a listen-through, actually. I remember putting it on. It's only 38 minutes long for the whole album, and it's just amazing.
Cool.
Front to back. Yeah. But either way, we got actually our metric of the week coming down the line, which is always fantastic. And I hope you all enjoy. All right.
I'm the way.
doot 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 doot. Hello. I hope you guys enjoyed this last chapter of music. There we go.
It's already time to go.
Oh no, isn't that crazy? Yeah. We're probably actually I might have to switch over a core of music, but that is fine with me. But either way, we start, of course, we got in our final metric of the week. It is was Breathing Underwater from the album Synthetica. That was great. This was my first concert I ever went to. It was Metric at the Orpheum Theater for their Synthetica tour. And it was amazing. They gave out digital copies of the Synthetica.
Oh, that's super cool.
It is really cool. And then Black Kids would look at me when I rock with you. It actually spelled W-I-C-H-O-O. From their album Partially Traumatic. This is definitely a time capsule, because the way Black Kids got famous, you probably know this band from I'm Not Going to Teach Your Boyfriend How to Dance. And this is how they got famous. I'm not kidding, through MySpace.
Wow.
It was MySpace. God. I'm not kidding you.
Another era.
It was unbelievable. And they haven't really made much content after that. They released one single in 2014. And a lot of people who are like diehard fans are like, hey, where's the rest of this content? And they just kind of ghosted out. So there's not really much to hear from this band. But what they did, Partially Traumatic, is a pretty good album. And if you like this, you're going to like the rest of it. It's a really good album. But either way, we have our final music to contend to, which is just crazy. I have your request open, actually. Well, one of yours. There we go. I think I got it. But either way, there we go. Either way, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the show. Hopefully we'll be coming down the line for the end. But either way, thank you all for listening.
Smile. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. We meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do. Chase the gray skies far away. So won't you please say hello to the folks that I know. Tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again.
Enjoyed this last full core of songs from the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This was DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening currently to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. His last two songs were actually requests by Jack and Jen, respectively, with Cat Stevens' Wild World from the album Tea for the Tillerman, and She and Him's song We'll Meet Again from the She and Him Classics. Any notes on the songs? I know nothing about them.
Well, thanks for playing Wild World. I've been listening to it recently, and that doesn't really go with some of the other songs, but it is kind of laid back, and it's nice to just listen to.
Well, yeah. It's a good song, too, to finish out the year with. Mm-hmm. That's why I kind of picked mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my song was Cosmic Love, as Tolstoy said. I've been listening to it a lot lately, and I had to request it.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. This was an amazing way to round out the year. We'll be putting on some placeholder electro, but I haven't seen people come into the station. We don't know if there'll be automation in a sec. Hopefully there won't be. Have some humans in the station. But either way, thank you guys so much for listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and I hope to see y'all next year. Thank you guys so much.